How many websites do you use to get your daily dose of wrestling news and views? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net. Franklin Daniel and his staff bring you the most comprehensive wrestling headlines all day, every day. Plus, WrestleChat brings you informative and entertaining podcasts like the Still Real to Us Show, the Bauer Show Podcast, and the North American Wrestling Connection each and every week. For up-to-date wrestling news and insightful wrestling views, there's only one site to turn to, and that's WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source. The following program is a CLW83.com production. For 7 years.
7 years.
300 episodes and counting.
300 episodes.
The North American Wrestling Connection.
The NAWC.
Professional wrestling's recognized leader in talk entertainment. And now, WrestleChat.net, the freaking awesome network, and CLW83.com present the North American Wrestling Connection, your home for informative and entertaining wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned this week by the following.
A Dean Ambrose clearance sale.
You are in charge of a clearance sale on The Price is Right.
This is priceless.
And here are the prices.
What do these things go for? $19.99? I'm a very cheap man and I enjoy the inexpensive things in life. So let's start the bidding at $1.
Did you hear that?
Yeah,
I heard the number one.
I'll take two of them.
Farlane, you're the bidder.
$1
it is. And Erica, what do you say?
$1.
$1. Heather?
$1.
$1.
$1, Bob!
$1. $1.
All right, I forgot what I was charging for these things, and I stole them all anyway, so what the hell, you want them for free?
Hey! What is he freaking Robin Hood?
Yeah.
And so you're just going to steal from somebody and then just give it out to everybody that's out there?
It's an expression of goodwill.
What a bunch of hoodlums! I've lost faith in all humanity.
John, if he gave you a t-shirt right now, you'd gladly put it in your pocket.
No, I wouldn't. Plus, he hasn't given me one.
He's pouting. Bob Barker reminding you, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Good night, everybody.
I now want Happy Scary Dean on a game show. Yesterday. Please. That was beautiful. Thank you, Jim. I know you're not here. But we are. As we always are with the North American Wrestling Connection, my name is Nikki Heyman, and at the table today it is a little sparse, but I had such a hard time finding people, I ended up with my technicians. Let's start with Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
Wait.
I don't know! Please do not get any of that gunk on the table or the equipment, or I'll sick VRM on you.
Yeah, and my cleaning sprees usually come with a lot of rage.
And a lot of blueberries, too.
Where are the frickin' muffins?
Well, they're coming. They're coming real soon.
Muffins? Did somebody say muffins?
I said muffins.
keep an eye on the server room, Vera. Also periodically peeking in, our chief high muckety muck, Carl Schneer. Who's too busy playing 3DS.
Smash is love. Smash is life. It's all ogre now.
And bashing Yoshi's brains in is very nice.
I'll take my FIFA where my club, I'm my friend's leading scorer.
Okay, Ocho Cinco, thank you.
Meanwhile, I'm just sitting over here playing cards.
Your card game, yes.
Are they super by any chance?
Oh, they're quite super.
Are they top trumps?
No.
Yes, they are.
They're they're full digital. I knew that much.
Not even 5 minutes in, we're already derailed.
Don't take long for this show.
Timber. Anyway. Okay, so let me put this down because I am between matches. Okay. So, Happy Scary Dean. Let me start there. Happy Scary Dean is right now the right guy in the right place at the right time. And John Cena's there screwing it all up.
Why are they trying to shoehorn Cena into this feud? It's just making it... What's the word I'm looking for?
Messy. There's no need for this, and I just look at booking and ask.
It is stupid, contagious.
Seriously. John Cena has the flimsiest excuse in the world to be chasing Rollins. He should be bugging the authority left and right for another shot.
Give him Lesnar.
You know, let Cena and Lesnar go do their thing in that corner. Sorry, VRM.
Yeah, and let Rollins and Ambrose fight over the briefcase, or at least a number one contender match.
Yeah. Now, word is we're going to get there. I'm just worried that we're not going to get there. No, go ahead.
We'll probably get there, but it'll probably be after the teased Orton face turn. Because they're teasing that, and I know they need faces, but Orton again, really?
Not him, that won't work. But with Brian still out, with Reigns on the mend, with Punk having his feet up and watching at home.
All right, fuck you.
WWE isn't in a little bit of trouble. So we have a Happy Scary Dean who has not only stolen the briefcase, but he stole the rocket that was supposed to be on Roman Reigns and is trying to take off with it, but Cena's holding him by the ankles. Step, what are your thoughts on this?
Not again. Because hasn't John Cena done this before a few times?
He has. And it's like, John, go, you know, why don't you go up into the wilds of Canada and see if you can find Lesnar's place?
Yeah, plus John's not getting any younger. He's 37 years old. He's got to start handing it off to the slightly younger generation. Otherwise, he's going to be heralded as the next Hogan, a guy who unfortunately hasn't built up anybody and pretty much left everything in ruin.
And that's, you know, that's unfortunately the direction we're headed in. Because I'm worried that when they do put Cena and Ambrose up against each other, and the winner facing Rollins, potentially in a cell, are they going to give us Ambrose Rollins in a cell?
I don't think they can risk giving us Ambrose Rollins in a cell. I mean, I'm looking from an injury standpoint, because... because what happens, heaven forbid... Knock on wood, what happens if we get another injury to a major star?
Well, this answer is not going to be very popular. At least I'm not happy with what this is about. But a video package ran that Bray Wyatt is essentially cutting his ties with Luke Harper and letting him wander about on his own. Since Rowan hasn't come up, I'm worried that he's going south.
Like to Florida.
Yeah. Now, even with that in mind, Wyatt has been off TV for a little while to be freshened up.
And so, because he's sick of wrestling the Usos all the time, thank you, Kappa Ame.
Yes. So now, he lights the lantern and walks alone. And he has the legions of fans already.
Mm-hmm.
Let him be another... Let him do his crazy prophet stuff and aim it at the authority. We will have the crazies running the asylum soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean really doesn't have to endear himself too much to the crowd, but as the intro told us, is this wonderful thing of him coming out with the briefcase and a bag full of t-shirts. And I'm giggling the whole time because he's making jokes, you know, John Cena shirt, if you're into that. I think they gave him like three of everybody's shirt and said, get rid of them.
Yeah. I especially love the line at the end where it's like, I forgot how much I was charging for these. And besides, I stole all these anyway. So who wants it for free?
And he turns back too. Somebody went home with a gym bag.
Mm-hmm.
And poor Seth. He finally gets his briefcase back and it pukes on him! And just to continue to rub it in Rollins' face later on when they were backstage, there was something buzzing in his... briefcase. That's not PG.
Yeah. To be honest, that was something that, you know, I really wish wouldn't have happened because that was a little bit too much, but eh.
That's a little too TV-14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I've heard, you know, three different, you know, there's been three or four different things pointed out when this came up. All I could think of was the scene from a Judd Nelson movie from the late 80s called From the Hip, where the object that we were thinking of that was in Rollins' briefcase was in one of the attorney's bags, placed on the desk, and turned on. To which the opposing lawyer is, Your Honor, the judge is female. Looks at it and says, don't look at me, it ain't mine. That's why I started laughing when Stephanie said, that's not me, or that's not mine. And it could have been a cell phone, it could have been an electric razor, and who are we kidding? Who are we kidding? Oh, goodness, what else happened Monday night? Oh, yes. I neglect to speak of my dear Uncle Paul, who decided to discuss things from the, you know, from what had happened at the last pay-per-view. And he asks, would Brock have a problem with Seth? No, we understand. You're an opportunist. Uh-huh. And Rollins realizes that means, oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, sorry about that, Paul. I shouldn't have done that. And I suggest you not do that again. And then the evil boss, Dr. Levesque, chases my Uncle Paul away. Because advocates don't fight. least not physically. What do I want? What else do I want to go through here? Oh yes, I neglect. We are in October.
Oh boy.
Break out the pink.
As long as it's not for Susan G. Komen.
Well, unfortunately,
which for WWE it is.
Yeah.
So WWE Shop has everything pinkified.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently WWE and Susan G. Komen probably took some of those donations and threw them at Hogan and said, you know what, we'd like you to talk about this. Because that's the only freaking way he would talk about anything besides himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And no offense, Hulkster, I skipped your promo.
Yeah, I think you're going to have some skipping to do this coming Monday because they've already announced the three guest hosts.
Three?
Mo, Larry, and Curly?
I wish. Oh, wait, that's already happened!
That's why I brought it up, and it doesn't translate to live TV. You can't do that. Go on.
Yeah. Actually, the hosts of the fourth hour of the Today Show, Hoda Kotb, Kathy Lee Gifford, and Joan Ludden, formerly of Good Morning America, who's currently battling breast cancer, will all be making appearances on Monday Night Raw.
Okay. The last gal, yes, I'm okay with this.
That's because she's a well-respected name in the world of or media.
Yeah.
The other two, not so much, Doc.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know what I mean. They host the happy hour of today's show, of today.
So, I was unaware of this. I kind of wish I was still unaware of this, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That just means I get to go. That'll get me. I'll be able to get through the show a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they're gonna do a guest appearance or guest host or guest anything, they should have done like what they did on SmackDown. They had Bob Uecker. And they reenacted his infamous incident by JBL choking out the new play-by-play guy.
Wait, this happened tonight?
Bob Uecker was in the crowd, and they cut back to the announcers, and they were all talking about Uecker's interview with Andre. And mm-hmm. JBL put his hands on Tom Phillips.
On Slenderman? Oh, dear God.
And throttled him the same way.
That's what I want to do to Michael Cole, Jerry King Lawler, and JBL on a weekly basis.
Well, at least I can give you something to really point at and laugh at Cole. Cole forgot what day SmackDown was on.
What did he think it was? 1999 again?
Well, he a couple of times he said last night on Raw.
Oops.
Now, I don't know which is funnier, the fact that Cole actually said it or the fact that they didn't even bother to go back and edit it. Just saying.
Yeah. And believe, they have 3 days to get it edited and fixed in the wild lines. What the hell?
Yeah, seriously. That wouldn't have been that hard to fix either.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. We've had a little bit of feud shuffling as Bo Dallas has been moved away from Jack Swagger and was thrown in the path of Mark Henry and got run over by Mark Henry. I have a feeling he is returning to NXT sooner than later.
Wouldn't surprise me, and then they'll probably cut their losses and release him.
Or give him a few months off, let him grow a beard, and then at least he could work with his brother. So, let me see.
We got some, an apology.
We did. Now, I found this amusing. Monday night, Big Show's been, butting heads with Rusev. And he finally did the American side of this feud a favor and ripped down that damn flag.
The giant 20-foot Russian flag.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this was 1998, he would have stuck a corner of it up his nose. He'd have wiped his armpits and his ass with it.
Yeah.
And heartily sneezed into it. But he did no such thing. All he did was tear it down. Apparently, this offended a lot of people. Enough that not only did Big Show have to apologize, but the WWE apologized.
Not this again.
So, now Big Show had a little trouble getting through the speech that they wrote for him. But he had one really good point, VRM. What would we have done if Rusev had pulled down Old Glory? In the right city, he would have been shot. In other cities, there would have been a riot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would have been shot.
And then, yeah, and he would have been shot somewhere in the middle of the mess. So, I understand it, and it works well into the storyline. And then I really facepalmed when Rusev comes out and uses his flag to beat up the Big Show. I'm like,
and that's not disrespecting your country's flag.
Yeah, you're supposedly poking a filthy American with your flag. Stop that. Oh, good Lord. Okay. I would like to declare WWE is a zoo. Because Dean Ambrose needs to be put in a cage, if not a rubber room. And the fact that we had a segment on Raw with a bunny, a bull, and a gator.
Sorry, got nothing for that.
I'm kind of enjoying it. I just kind of wish that, we don't see the reveal. We're seeing the reveal a mile away that the bunny's going to turn out to be Darren Young.
Yeah, but right now it's definitely not.
No, it's most likely Justin Gabriel or Sami Zayn, since Sami's been on the road. Sometimes he plays the bunny. For the matches, it's been Justin Gabriel. I'm not sure I'm not sure who was playing him for SmackDown, where he made Hornswoggle look worse than usual. And they tried to make the Usos a little more interesting by letting them join the Exotic Express. Don't get me wrong, I like these guys. Gods, what else? Oh, I love shoot comments that aren't truly shoot comments. Getting back to Ambrose and Cena for a second. Ambrose is as offended as we are that Cena's even in the middle of all this. That he made the comment, "No one takes food off my plate." Translation, John, get the hell out of my feud. This is the only... Go ahead.
I think Kappa Ame has it best when he describes them trying to shoehorn Cena into the feud. I'm doing this for Hoagie Pogi. I can't get my voice that high.
I'm doing this for Hoagie Pogi.
And at one point, Hoagie Pogi did show up.
With a chopper, nonetheless.
Ugh. Can't find me. I love your stuff, man. Get on my show. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. I have friends in Europe that are even in later times than you that are still on right now.
Yeah. So what else have I got? Speaking of part-timers, actually, he's not a part-timer anymore. He's a full-time movie guy.
Oh, yes. Which one, though?
I'm speaking more of Rocky.
Ah, okay.
Because we did talk last week about Dave getting a De Niro movie.
Yes.
But Rock, they confirmed the Black Adam thing, but he's doing two other movies.
And one of them I find utterly hilarious.
One's called The Jansen Directive, which I really don't know a whole lot about.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, they're doing a Baywatch movie.
Oh. Yes.
Now? Isn't that about 20 years too late?
Probably.
They're probably going to cash in on the 25th anniversary next year.
And Hasselhoff will have a cameo.
I doubt a cameo. He's probably going to be the big boss or something along those lines.
That'd be interesting. But, okay. I think I'm okay with Rock running in slow motion in a bathing suit. I'm okay with this. We'll have to see which chicks they pick up for the rest of the slow motion shots. Which I guarantee you there's going to be at least a full minute of that over the course of that movie. Because that's all anybody remembers about the show.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and also Fast 7.
Oh, that's true. Fast 7. So, yeah, Rock's not going to be seeing a ring anytime soon, and he doesn't need to.
The only rings he's going to be seeing are gold, as in the gold ones he'll be getting on his fingers.
Yep.
From earning so much freaking money.
And he got out at a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the wrestlers might start getting a little uneasy. Because of how they're getting paid for their pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
Their contracts divide what have a clause in them about revenues from that they're not getting any revenues from internet stuff, which includes the network. Meaning everybody's payday is, for the most part, some people are still being taken care of, but for the most part, they're getting paid on the $50 plus pay-per-view buys.
And the problem is, with those going down so drastically ever since February, it's hurting them in the long run.
Exactly. There's a lot of wrestlers that are not getting a lot of money for their pay-per-view appearances, and this is usually their bread and butter.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the comments that were made during last week's pay-per-view. Because if I'm not mistaken, by they I mean the announcers, were essentially insulting anyone who decided it would be a good idea to pay $54.99 for a pay-per-view, and instead pimping out the network.
And I just have a sneaky suspicion, this is pure speculation on my part, but I have a feeling Punk saw that in his contract and put his foot down. And that was one of the things he was contesting.
Oh. Wouldn't surprise me.
Because Punk strikes me as savvy enough that he would come across that in his contract and he would want that fixed. And Vincent Company would say, no, we're not going to fix that because you need to fulfill all your obligations. And then we'll talk about it when we renew your contract. So, you know what happened that night?
All right, fuck you.
And he walked.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they are short on faces, you know, we've made jokes about them backing up the truck to Punk's place. He's not even opening the door. Him and Colt Cabana are splitting sodas and cracking up over this.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel for the guys. I really do. Because that's not fair. They're not doing anything different. They're doing their jobs. They're doing them right. They're doing them well. Regardless of what the TNA zombies want to say. And I don't have a Mikey handy, so I don't have any good zombie stories for you.
What are they doing right now, by the way? Because they've got... Don't they have a major pay-per-view that's supposed to be their WrestleMania
coming up? In Japan. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, there has been leaked the full roster for that pay-per-view. Let me see if I can bring that up real quick. See if anything catches your eyes. Oh, the full card's actually up on Wiki. Wow. And it is the right card, too.
Because Wikipedia is always right.
The thing is, these were actually leaked from some other website, some wrestling, whatever it is. I've never heard of this thing.
Wrestle View?
As long as it's not like Wrestling Inc.
Silver Plaque 7, there's a reason you're banned. But yeah, the full card runs a little bit like this. This will pretty much be the first and last time we even talk about this in passing. We've got the X Division Championship, Low-Key, Samoa Joe, and Kaz Hayashi from old WCW days coming in. Tag team match, Great James Storm and the Great Sonata facing off against the Great Muta and Tajiri. Team 3D versus Abyss and Tommy Dreamer in what's going to be Team 3D's final match together, possibly on a national stage? I'm not sure. Ethan Carter III will be facing off against Ryota Hama, who's a failed sumo guy. Essentially, think Akebono, but a lot worse.
Ooh.
Yeah. The only reason he's in wrestling because he weighs 450. MVP will be facing off against Kazuma Sakamoto. Yes, he should sound familiar. Very familiar.
He's that Sakamoto that we know about.
Yes, he indeed is that Sakamoto.
Okay.
Yeah, for those who don't know, that was Lord Tensai's young boy, so to speak.
Lackey.
Yes. Then Manic will be facing off against Minoru Tanaka. Unfortunately, it's not the Tanaka that we all wish for. Apparently, yeah, this Tanaka kid, yeah, he hasn't done much of anything in the States. Okay. Then Havoc will be facing off against Velvet Sky for the Knockouts Championship. Spoiler alert. And then some really weird tag match with a bunch of guys I've never heard of. Andy Wu and El Hijo del Pantera, which I'm guessing that's WWF star Pantera. He was there in the late 1990s and was also kind of big in Chicago in the mid-2000s. I'm guessing that's his protege. Will be facing off against Novus, Jiro Kuroshio, and Yusuke Kodama. all these names, those last four names are like, wait, who are you? Who?
Yeah, and I noticed that looking at Wiki, there's something kind of important on this card that's missing.
The TNA World Heavyweight Championship. I know. It's not being contested, most likely.
Okay. Something, okay, I already see two problems.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think there's only, like, what was that, a half a dozen TNA guys?
Yeah,
let's see now. True TNA guys, Samoa Joe, James Storm, you can almost count the Great Sonata, but not quite. Abyss, Bully Ray, Ethan Carter III, MVP, Manic, Havoc, and Velvet Sky.
I don't think seven anybody men, made their two women. Like, I don't think they could pay for everyone.
That's the reason why that essentially Muta is probably footing the bill. Because Muta wanted this.
Yeah, Muta wanted this, and this will take care of TNA. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In more ways than one. The fact that the TNA title isn't being defended, I don't know if that was Muta's call or... actually, let me ask this question. Who is the TNA World Champion right now?
The Boss, Bobby Lashley, I think. Because let me double check.
Double check that, because if it's Jeff Hardy, I know the problem.
Your current answer is Bobby Roode.
Then what? Why the hell isn't he out over there? I didn't even hear his name.
Probably because they're going to be playing a nice game of hot potato with the title on Thursdays.
Oh, for crying out loud!
And the fact that this, it was taped on the 18th, and spoiler alert, it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wow. They've actually listed everybody who's won the title off the tapings? Oh, boy. They got ahead of themselves on Wikipedia. Because, yeah, this is spoilerific.
Do we want to spoil everybody?
It's on Wikipedia. I think it's a little too late.
Yes, but I don't know if the zombies read Wikipedia.
They do. Wikipedia is pretty well used, after all. Bobby Roode is the champ. Yeah, kind of spoiled that. He will win it off of Lashley sometime in late October, early November on television. That happened on the 18th. The X Division title, that ain't moving anytime soon. So, spoiler alert, Low-Key retains the title in Japan. And then the World Tag Team titles, well, yeah, I forget the new name of the group, but, I forget it offhand, but it's James Storm's new group. James Storm and Abyss will be new champs, and Taryn Terrell out of nowhere will be beating Havoc for the Knockouts title, and then her ex-husband will be jacking off in the weight room. Yay!
Stop that. So, with that, you've saved me a few more months of television that I don't need to watch.
Yeah, we might have saved you the rest of 2014, because from what I know, they've already filmed everything they're going to show for the rest of the year. And then what's going to fill up the rest is just clip shows. While they go and find a new network, which they might announce sooner or later, I don't know. And it's looking more and more like it's going to be like CMT or Velocity.
Because I don't think WGN is going to pick them up.
Yeah.
Although that is my favorite zombie story, that WGN was in the running, that WGN was interested, and since it's based in Chicago, that means CM Punk is going to work for TNA.
The first two I have heard, but it's more along the lines of, does WGN really want to get back in the wrestling business? Whereas CMT, that would be in their wheelhouse. That's not too far-fetched.
Right. And velocity,
it would be very far-fetched, unfortunately, unless they brought back all wheels racing. Or wrestling. My mistake. Ugh.
Yeah, that too. So, yeah, TNA's WrestleMania doesn't have their title. Is populated by more guys from another league. It's taking place overseas. And is even more predetermined because we already have the post Bound for Glory shows taped.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else find a problem? Go ahead.
What was that?
By the way, looking at the official thread on the fan boards, the way they're defining the match is Storm and Sonata versus Muta and Tajiri is a grudge match. It's a three-way match for the X Division Championship. Hardcore Legends tag team match for 3D versus Abyss and Dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
Knockouts Championship match. The three TNA versus Wrestle 1 matches. And then the Wrestle 1 exclusive tag team match being the one that no one knows.
So,
and the first post. Oh, Photoshop. The first post underneath this on the fan board thread. Something isn't right with the poster, and they photoshopped TNA Wrestling Bound for Bankruptcy.
I approve. I wholeheartedly approve. Now we've got kind of the reverse situation when it comes to Global Force.
Oh yeah.
Global Force and New Japan are working together, and New Japan's WrestleMania, Wrestle Kingdom in January, might be billed more as a Global Force wrestling event than a New Japan event.
Mm-hmm.
And I've passed that around, and I've actually had somebody come back to me saying, why would New Japan just hand their WrestleMania to another company? Let me just point at Bound for Glory for a second.
Mm-hmm. But the bigger difference is with New Japan and GFW is quite simple. They're going to pretty much just let the card be the card. They're not going to interject wrestlers from the database into New Japan. They're just going to get the rights to get it to the States and hopefully have a certain somebody do the announcing for the first time in over a year or so.
Anybody I know?
Boomer Sooner, Boomer Sooner, Boomer Sooner, Boomer Sooner.
Oh.
Jim Ross wants to do it.
And even with his other commitments, I think he could sit down for an hour or two and knock this out.
Yeah. Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, he's doing stuff for what, Fox Sports 1 nowadays?
Yeah.
Which I still find kind of freaky, because I never expected that.
No, I didn't. I never thought they would. I didn't think he would be touched, because it always seems that quote unquote real sports aren't real keen on the wrestling community.
Yeah.
They're just mad that wrestling thought of rigging everything first. And yeah, I will say that again. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Uh-oh. Oh, never mind. No, a wild Mikey appears on my computer screen.
Oh?
Let's see. The zombies are talking about the FWE internet pay-per-view, praising most of it save for Chris Sabin.
Really?
I'm looking forward to what the comment is going to be. So let me hurry him along here. Come on, Mikey. But getting back to that, while I'm waiting for Mikey to answer, I'll just pose this question, VRM. If Global Force and New Japan are going to do a show together, and this is New Japan's WrestleMania, should it have New Japan stuff, say, sponsored by GWF? Or GFW, sorry. Sorry.
I don't know. I'm not caught up on most of the Japanese feds.
Well, okay. Let me try to put it another way. Let's say PWG and Wrestling from Hollywood decide to do something. And Wrestling from Hollywood is the primary, but PWG is coming in, and PWG is going to try to slap their name all over everything. That's what I'm looking at here, and it's even worse than the fact that Global Force is just getting off the ground. So, you know, how does this benefit Jarrett? I guess is my question. Because some people will protest the fact that, hey, this is a New Japan event. We don't even know who Global Force is. Oh, I know that. We know that guy. He used to hit people with guitars.
And he's part of Bullet Club, too.
Okay.
Which is the major heel faction?
But by the way, just coming from Wrestle Chat report, the WWE apology, is 100% angles.
Oh, I see.
That is the report out of from CJ Quinn right now.
I don't know if I'm pretty sure this is where it falls under. So this apology brought to you by
KFBE Kayfabe Radio.
So, okay. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if they had gotten some complaints. Oh, Mikey answered. I bet Saban is regretting turning down a new TNA deal. He's stuck wrestling on a free internet pay-per-view versus a bunch of no-name 120-pound guys, including a guy that wears a Phantom of the Opera mask and a big baggy pants and a vest.
Is he getting paid?
That's my question. But Saban is at least getting paid for this. So yeah, TNA Zombies amaze me. Sorry, I got multitasking.
Still getting a hold of Mikey?
Well, just seeing if Mikey's going to give me an answer about that. But Saban is at least getting paid, so I'm just waiting for that response. Let's see. I've got two big things that we can discuss. I don't want us to go too much further tonight. One thing that was pointed out to me is that the track record of NXT call-ups so far has been more missed than hit.
Yeah, that's because unfortunately a certain someone doesn't know how to use him properly. Some 70-year-old man, I'm thinking. Oh, hi, Vince. How you doing?
That and or. Sometimes something just doesn't translate to television. I'll call it the Ricky Ortiz effect.
Oh, God.
Ricky Ortiz had OVW crowds in the palm of his hand. Mm-hmm. It just didn't translate in a 10,000-seat arena. But I don't think that's the case with some of these guys. So I'll give you guys the list that I have. Paige.
That's just because, unfortunately, the women's division's utter crap in the WWE proper.
That's true. It's not entirely her fault.
Yeah.
Big E.
Who?
Langston.
Oh, Big E, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
VRM, you wanted to say something?
No, I was just making the point of... I was just making a pony reference, but...
Oh, you mean... Yeah! Oh, sorry. I couldn't resist. I know what you were thinking. Pony Langston... Mm-hmm. I don't think his bronyism is what caused the dip in his career.
I think it's more along the lines of big, muscular black man. Oh, wait, Mark Henry. Too late!
No, see, but that's the thing. I thought Big E was essentially going to be a spiritual successor to Mark Henry. And I still think that Big E's got ridiculous charisma that they're wasting.
Mm-hmm.
It
is showing to some degree on the JBL and Cole show.
Where
or the JBL show.
That's okay. Where gimmicks go to be refined or recreated, Mr. Barrett. God help us. Barrett could come back as a face right now.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Wyatts.
That's been a large hit.
That has been a huge hit, and people have been complaining in that recent months that they've been, you know, knocked down the totem pole. I disagree.
I can say the answer is sort of. I mean, Harper and Rowan, yeah, they've been knocked. Wyatt has just been kind of silent.
And as I said earlier in the show, I would love to see him come back as a face because mm-hmm. he does have the crowd. He's got our attention.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
I was trying to avoid that line.
Hey, it's a free song. It's been out for hundreds of years.
Let's see. Oh, okay. But at least Saban is getting paid. He says, yep. I think TNA marks are still butthurt that four of their really originals bailed out on the company instead of taking massive pay cuts.
That's all in their heads.
It's all anyway. In their heads. Yeah, that's true. So next on the list, The Shield. Three aces, folks.
Yeah.
Three aces.
The three guys who could easily represent the new generation of the company if they would only commit.
I think they're mostly committed with Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
We're just looking for, you know, they're just looking for a spot to get, you know, to move him in the right direction so that he can actually, you know, so he can actually do something with that Money in the Bank briefcase. Dean Ambrose is knocking it out of the park right now.
Yeah.
And Reigns, when he comes back, they will put the rocket back on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Only question... Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. I just thought of something.
Uh-oh. What?
Oh, boy. What happens
if
we get... It's going to happen somewhere down the line. I know it. I'm going to say Elimination Chamber. The Chamber match is going to feature all three of them
In
the ring at the same time.
Ooh, Don't get my hopes up like that. I like the sound of that.
So do I.
Where do I sign? Who do I have to shoot?
An old crotchety man in Stamford.
And the problem is the evil boss will then have me thrown headfirst into jail.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Even if I am giving him the keys to the kingdom doing it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, three aces. And Roman, get well soon, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Dallas has been a spectacular fail.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the right idea, but they split the crowd. And not in a good way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I supposed to cheer him? Am I supposed to boo him?
They should have immediately come out and said, "Boo this man! Boo!"
Yeah, boo. So, but they gave us the option. So you have bow leavers, and then you have those who want to say bow leave, but. So, you know, that's on WWE, because Dallas did a spectacular, you know, plays it to the hilt.
Mm-hmm.
Annoyingly so. The problem is some people aren't getting it.
That's because, unfortunately, some people are dimmer than 10-watt bulbs.
So, let's see. Rusev and Lana.
That's a slow but sure hit.
I am not terribly endeared one way or the other to Rusev and Lana.
Right.
And I think a lot of the attention is to Lana. And rightfully so, she's smoking hot. I can even say that.
She makes me want to go to my danger zone.
Yeah. So, I can't fault it. It's probably doing very well. I'm just kind of, whatever. But that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the last one on the list, this one's kind of hard for me. Because, I mean, she didn't get to do a lot on her own, and that's Summer Rae.
That means you're missing two.
Who else was there? Because this was the list that I had.
You're missing Emma. Spectacular swing and miss, but some of that was her own doing. Mm. And Adam Rose, who has been the biggest miss of all.
And the Adam Rose experience just didn't translate. The vignettes were awesome.
The thing is, even in NXT, it didn't translate that well.
Then how the hell did this get to TV?
That's because, unfortunately, Vince thought it would be popular, even though Leo Kruger was getting massive reaction.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's fun and all, but it doesn't translate very well live. I mean, it's fun watching everybody come out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's perplexing when you see the rest of the party crew standing on the ramp cheering for him. And I find it amusing that the bunny is popular enough that they've essentially signed him as a superstar.
Yeah, and he's right next to Brock Lesnar on the .com.
Okay, that's funny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And JBL, intentional or not, # bunny mania.
Even though on his own show, he's tried to kill the bunny multiple times. And failed every single time.
Well, of course.
Well, him and his Uncle Zeb. Yeah.
So does that? So okay. So you said we got Yosemite Sam. So does that make JBL Elmer Fudd?
By proxy alone.
So yeah. Okay. So I do apologize. Emma. Partially her fault, and I hate to say it, a little bit of bad timing with the Santino situation.
Yeah, because
Santino is a little too hurt to be doing what he was doing. But him and Emma, I thought, were working really, really well together.
Yeah, I would say so.
But Emma by herself, and then a few things that she did outside of the ring. Dear, are you not making money?
Considering that NXT guys make about $35,000 to $50,000 a year in Florida, I'm not completely sure.
If you live in the right area, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you just you're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
This is stupid. Okay, so, Muckamuck, how are we looking time wise? If you're still listening. I hear frantic typing.
That's me.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to pull up one more thing. And I'm going to put the link in. I'm putting the link in the chat. This is a story on that came from WrestleChat.net.
Oh, boy. This one.
Is this news with a Z?
Somewhat. It's from a Reddit user known as MetsFanForever. Or at least from what I know. Mainly because he hadn't done an Ask Me Anything on R2Circle. In the past, he worked for WWE itself as, I believe, someone in the tower. I don't know exactly who.
Okay.
For that... Yeah, he brought up that there has been in the past most likely superstars that have been, you know, injured out when they should have been given wellness strikes. I can think of a few answers to that question.
So can I, but the one substance they usually catch him with hasn't been banned yet.
Maybe.
I thought that has been banned recently.
Well, they told him he wasn't allowed to use it anymore because it doesn't translate very well in high def.
Oh.
And besides the fact that it makes him look like a piece of beef jerky when he, you know, mixes it with Tanner and then puts it all on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
But yeah, this has something other than to do with this, actually. I'm reading up on it now.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Okay. My thing is, though, that, you know, somebody put Meltzer's name on this.
Oh, it's on his radio show. Okay. Otherwise, I'd be able to pull it up pretty quickly.
Yeah. But the fact that they're doing, you know, they're even explaining how the cheat works. The random drug testing apparently does happen on a specific day, so they know how to stack using growth hormone band. And testosterone, major band. But it's harder to test for hormone In fact, no, you can't test for growth hormone through a urine sample. You have to do a blood test. So they're saying that some of the guys are using this little hack to get around it. And of course, WWE has also added their redemption program and therapeutic exceptions, aka the Rob Van Dam clause.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fact that, okay, I don't even know where to start. I really don't. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised. I should not be surprised in the least. Because for every system, there is a cheat. There is always a workaround, and there's always a business need when it comes to some individuals. And Orton has put them in that situation more than once. That's why I'm, you know, when you started talk about him, them teasing a face turn with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's doom the company a little bit more here. No. Bad. Let's keep the crazy faces. Give me my Wyatt back.
Mm-hmm.
Let Happy Scary Dean be Happy Scary Dean.
Yeah. Instead.
Instead, unfortunately, you know, the cinder blocks, you thought the cinder blocks hurt.
That's the sound of the Cena 18-wheelers, well, getting started up.
Yeah. And, you know, Ambrose has said it indirectly, that essentially, you know, Cena's draining all the heat out of the feud because he's ancillary. There's my $5 mm-hmm. word for the night, to what's going on with Ambrose and Rollins. Cena's got a beef. Fine. It's not a beef that is, you know, first of all, it's a beef that makes Cena sound like he was an underdog to begin with. Cena is not, never will be an underdog. Has not been an underdog since 2004.
Has not been an underdog since he beat the Big Show at WrestleMania.
I think that was the right year.
Yeah, that was 20.
So that's how long Cena has not been an underdog, and I wish they would stop selling him as an underdog because I don't believe it.
Hell, do you think we could go out on a limb and say he hasn't been an underdog since he slapped Angle during his debut?
No.
No.
I wouldn't say he's been an underdog since, I'd say, WrestleMania 21.
When he actually won the title.
Yep, against JBL. When he won it, there went any shred of underdog left, and then they kept billing him as the underdog, and unfortunately, that's what caused all of us to get very cheesed. And that's why you hear the Let's Go Cena sucks. Because they keep billing him as an underdog when he's more or less now the face of the company.
You know, he's the poster boy, he's the modern day Hogan, he's the one that is, you know, who does the major representing. Fine. He mm-hmm. doesn't always have to be in the title picture, and he sure as hell does not need to be in the middle of this.
Yeah.
He should be chasing Paul Heyman to get to Lesnar. He should be in Triple H's face saying, I want Lesnar in the cell. Mm-hmm. And that way, that'll keep your golden boy out of my business. And while Cena's taking care of that business, and I don't care who wins or loses in that situation, I'm going to be watching Ambrose Rollins. That's my $9.99 right there.
Mm-hmm.
In the words of Mr. Ambrose, I'm going to get more than my money's worth. So, you know, but what do we know? We just watch. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I'm pretty, yeah. Is there anything else I need to cover?
Let me try to think about this. I'm trying to think if there's anything that really comes to mind.
I'm going through the pile of notes that I have. Oh, that's what I got to talk about.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. There's also been a few releases down in developmental.
One of the most notable being Nick Dinsmore. Usually
yeah.
To most of us.
Mm-hmm. Because he was rehired after, what, a six or seven year absence last September to be a trainer down in NXT land?
Well, somebody had vouched for him, and he came in for one match, and he was so out of shape that he just quietly disappeared after that night.
That would have been versus the Calgary Kid.
A.K.A. Miz.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know why he got released.
Probably because, well, they didn't need him.
Probably more that than anything.
Yeah.
So who else got the boot?
And also Martarlo, who I'm trying to remember what his role was. I think he was some sort of creative guy that was there for a while. And ultimately he left. Well, oh, he was apparently a former on-air talent. Let's see now. Sorry. Oh, he was a liaison between WWE and Orlando. The thing is, they don't really need him anymore.
No, it's called Skype chat between a trainer and Stanford.
Yeah.
You don't need a liaison. You've got an internet connection.
Yeah.
No offense, but that's how it's done anymore.
Yes, indeed it is. Unfortunately, though, we will miss him leaking out the NXT videos. Because he was the one who accidentally put them on YouTube and left them public.
Oops.
Yeah, but it gave us some really nice insights into the incoming guys.
Oh, those videos.
Those videos, the ones from, let's see if I can get the dates right, I believe September 11th and November 9th of last year? Let's see now, videos. Where is it? There it is. November 19th and September 11th of last year. And it does include one of the, well, quite a few of the Enzo Amore and Big Cass ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones.
And a Solomon Crow one.
Uh-huh. And a Simon Gotch one, which was actually fairly funny, too.
Mm-hmm. Put the vaudevillains on TV.
Soon enough, my dear. Soon enough.
I'll take the vaudevillains before the Ascension on TV at this point.
Yeah, although the Ascension has been on, well, the .com anyway.
Well, yeah, and some of the other guys have been doing darks. Zane's been doing darks. Neville's been traveling.
Mm-hmm. T-Breeze has been traveling as well a little.
Yeah. Those three names popped up in for darks at this week's SmackDown tapings.
Nice.
Yeah, poor Kevin Steen eventually is going to have to approach the name generator.
Yeah. The only question is, will his name stop on a whammy?
I don't know, but whatever, if it doesn't do right by you, Kevin, kill Steen, kill.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear you break that thing in a million pieces. So I think that'll pretty much do it. And then there's one other thing. I'm gonna throw out one other little thing. Jamie Noble and Joey Mercury have new careers.
Yes,
they're the new Stooges.
Hallelujah.
To the point that Ambrose just called them the Cruiserweight Division.
But then again, if there were a modern-day Cruiserweight Division, he would be in it because he's light enough.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I thought it was funnier when they were trying to talk to Kali. I can't hear you. Where's Ambrose? I haven't seen him. But
then Noble with the mustard. I was drawn to it. I mean, it's like, is that mustard? Did you forget to clean up before the last take or something? And then Stephanie pointed out, I was like, oh, duh, he was supposed to have that. Okay.
You stopped and had a hot dog while you were looking for Ambrose. Really?
Hey, guys, I was in that hot dog stand.
I waved when you walked by. This makes me very happy. I admit I was a fan of Jamie Noble, especially during his World's Richest Redneck stint.
Mm-hmm.
Where he wanted to, you know, where he was offering $25,000 so he could have one night with Torrey Wilson.
And to believe he could have had Ashley Massaro for that price. Wait a minute.
He could have had her for $2,500. But just the fact that, you know, richest guy in the trailer park, and just all the nonsense and comedy that came from that. Good guy, good wrestler. I know he had been doing some other behind the scenes work. I've seen him work as an audio tech at house shows.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been looking for a place, and we got him back on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey Mercury's on camera. I wonder who helped Joey Mercury get back to where he was.
Pay attention to me.
And no, thank you.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, knowing that we have Stooges, and we need one more Stooge. So, who would we get out of that crew to play the third Stooge here? Or do we need another Stooge?
You can't get John Morrison, because right now he's in Lucha Underground as Johnny Mundo.
Well, I'm talking about the rest of the backstage
group.
Yeah, we wouldn't want Morrison as a... Well, I know Nikki would definitely not want Morrison as a Stooge, because then she wouldn't be able to see his abs.
Exactly. He would have to. He would have to dress properly.
Who's currently back there then as a... Well, they can't do Sarah Del Rey. That'd be silly.
I wouldn't use Finley either. That's not fair to him.
Nor is it fair to Flair.
What?
Saw that coming.
What other road agents do we have back there?
IRS. No, can't do that.
Too old.
They won't. I don't think they trust him on camera.
Billy Gunn?
I would pay money for him to be the third stooge. He already was playing a dumb blonde when they did their last run as the Outlaws.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. WWE, you're welcome.
Actually, the third one would be Kidman.
Ooh, even better.
Ooh.
And he is, right now, a backstage guy.
And his name pops up every now and again.
Mm-hmm. See so the JBL show.
No, actually, Raw and SmackDown, I've heard his name get dropped a couple of times. They need to...
He was on there quite a bit in the last few months.
Okay, there's our third stooge. That's better. I like that. We'll keep the Cruiserweight division theme going. And at some point, they'll stop calling them stooges and just call them the lightweights.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. I think that's a good place to stop. So,
yeah.
I'm going to call it a show. But before we go, Stat Boy.
Yes.
Do you have anything to plug?
New Homestar Runner episode out now.
In how many years?
This is the second this year, actually.
Wow.
The last was April. Before that, years.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I thought there was nothing left of that site. I just go over there for the adventure joke.
It was more along the lines of really what happened. They got busy with Yo Gabba Gabba.
Ah.
So, yeah, this is their second new clip in 1 year, which is nuts. Or new cartoon, whatever.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Let's see. VRM, do you have anything to promote?
Yes, after the RPI engineers are finished trouncing the Canadian team that we play in an exhibition tomorrow, we will have WrestleCraft Sports Digest episode 205, where we will be going over Derek Jeter's last game, UEFA Champions League match day 2, and yet another Thursday night shellacking.
We have to do a quick flight to Illinois again for this.
No, this is only a drive down the parkway.
Uh huh.
Oh, hi, Muckamuck.
Oh, hi.
I bet you've got something to promote.
Real quick, Mr. VRM was with us the other night when actually Jason stepped in for Jim for BS. And a very nice little segment that we put together called the Jason Block Sports Machine.
Oh.
I'm afraid to ask.
The Drunken Sports Machine.
Yeah.
Oh my god, drunk Jason in a microphone. You guys know better than this.
No, not drunk Jason. Drunk Machine.
Oh, okay.
Off air, I'll send you the MP3 of it.
Jeez.
But yeah, anyway, we did BS. We talked about week 4 and the shellacking of last Thursday. And then, come to think, you just mentioned we had another shellacking last night.
I'm glad I didn't watch.
And of course, almost had a little fisticuffs with Nance and Sims in the booth.
I want that video.
Of course, we've always said they don't like each other. They never have, so there you go. So yeah, that's up now. And a special extra basis edition of Touch 'Em All by Jason and Jason will be up soon, too.
And I actually have something to promote. I'm going to give a shout-out to Pixel Nation. If you haven't listened to it yet, we did a retro games episode. It was myself, Brian Henniger, Jason Block, Mike Klaus. Were you there, Stat Boy?
Yeah.
It was. And me.
That's right. You were there too, Carl. Where we waxed poetic on the history of video games, where it has come from and where it is going, and warning, it's a little on the long side, and we barely had scratched the surface.
Yeah, expect a sequel to come early next year.
Yeah, I want to do that again. That was a lot of fun. I would be happy to do that again. Now, if you want to listen to us, you go dig us up on Stitcher. Stitcher Radio, player.fm. You'll have to dig a little bit for it, but we're on the main page of the freaking awesome network somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't forget the TuneIn Radio app, of course.
Yes, and when we say TuneIn, we mean it, TuneIn Radio. We make sure you go look for us there.
And I might be working on something else a little later as well.
Oh.
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe. Okay. All right. I will keep that in mind. So, for our Chief High Muckety Muck, Carl Schneer, for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, for VRM, for our poor servers behind us.
My bad.
Muffins.
Ah, Derby!
Damn you, Chris Waters.
Yeah. My name is Nikki Heyman. Excuse me while we go fix the computers.